Wednesday, 25th of March, Kochtes Adar, Rabbi David Lewis, Hapaturim, Mikor Bon Pesach.
Our famous Gemara, in Psochim, Dachim along the base, where the Gemara tells the Maisa, Agoi came to Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira. Famous Gemara, no one knows the Gemara. Agoi came to Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira, and he boasted that he goes up to Yerushalayim on El Pesach, and he's makir together with Kvar Yisrael the Korban Pesach, and they give him a piece of the Korban Pesach to eat. Kotshav says, Yisurim l'teirah v'agoy, kol ol lo yechel boy, v'neichel lo yechel boy, and he managed to eat the Korban Pesach every year. So Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira said to him, you're not really, they don't give you the best part. They're not giving you the best part. They're giving if you, when next time you go up to Yerushalayim, you should ask for the aliyah. You should ask them, you should give me a piece of the tail. Ali, that's the good piece of meat. Otherwise, they probably know that you're a guy. They're not giving you the best part. So next time he went up to Yerushalayim, so he said to the Yidin there, please give me a piece from the Aliyah. So they said, the Aliyah, how can you give the Aliyah? The Aliyah were makriv on the Mizbech. So they realized there must be something here. So they said, who told you to ask to receive a piece of the Aliyah? So he said, Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira told me that I should ask for a piece of the Aliyah. Oh, Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira. So they realized there must be something strange here. And they made a bedikah and they found out that it was a goy. And they killed him. So why they killed him, why was Chayim Misa, that's another shir. Oh, but the Maisa, they managed to kill him. And then they sent a shlichus to Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira, who was in Bovel at the time. And said to him, Shalom de Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira, at the Netzivim, Tzudos the Prusa be Yerushalayim. You are a Netzivim, and your net is spread out of Yerushalayim, your influence is spread out of Yerushalayim, that you dealt very cleverly with this, that we should be able to find out that he was a goy, and we should no longer give him from the Korban Pesach. And Ash explains that Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira himself was unable to deal with it there in the Netzivim. He wouldn't be able to give him the death penalty, he wouldn't be able to put him to death. And this was the Chochmah, the new use, so that the Yidin Yerushalayim should realize that this was a good. The famous Maase in the Gemara. So the problem which Tosfos addresses here, the Benes has two problems, and we'll see which one Tosfos Taka discussing, is why did Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira himself, why did he not go out to Yerushalayim? There's a chiyuv to be oiler regel. And there's another chiyuv to bring a Korban Pesach. So why was it necessary? Obviously he did not go to Yerushalayim because he needed to do this trick, this chochmas, they should realize who the goy was. Why didn't they go? Why himself wasn't he go to Yerushalayim when he arrives in Yerushalayim? So he'll tell the best in the Sanhedrin what's going on. So Tosfos, L'chayr at the beginning of Tosfos seems to be... What? No, you have to be in Shalayim to make the Korban Pesach. You have to be there to eat. Yeah. No, you have to be there. You can't be makkas to somebody who's not going to come and eat the Korban Pesach. So yeah, he'd have to be going to Shalayim. Says Tosfos, have you the Yudah ben Beseira, Shalay Olo L'Regel. So it seems that Tosfos is addressing the problem why he didn't go out to be Olo L'Regel. Korban Pesach, we'll soon come to whether Tosfos is going to discuss it, or maybe it's not a problem at all. Yishloi Mas, says Tosfos, Shalahoy L'Kak. He didn't own a piece of property. And the Gemara says later, the Gemara Psochim, as Misha Ein Leikake, Misha Ish Leikake, Chayiv Bali Leregel, Misha Ein Leikake, is potter. Somebody doesn't own a piece of property, is potter for Naliya Leregel. And Turi Eben in Chagiga says, that means a piece of karka pashas in Etzisrol, is a beautiful member say that he didn't own any karka in Etzisrol, therefore he was potter for Naliya Leregel. As Derech Agav, with that halacha, that somebody who doesn't own a piece of karka is potter from being oiler the regel, from going after Yerushalayim Yom Tov, and bringing the kabbalas on Yom Tov. And the Briskerov said pshat in what we say at Tfilas Musaf. We say bnei beisvok v'atchila v'chayim v'dosha v'chayim v'atfila that the rabbeinu shaloylo mishna brachmonas and we should build a beis hamikdash v'hareinu b'vinyon v'samchayinu b'sikunoy. In what will be when we have a Beis HaMikdash, the Rosh Hashanah and Avidosom, the Kohen will be returned to the Avodah, Levim Hashem LeZimron, the Levim will sing, in V'shonah, L'v'nei Roy, V'nishtach, V'fonosh, B'sholosh, Pamad Ogleinu, we will be Oyle Regel. It's in the middle, it says Kohen will Avidosom, U Yisrael Levim Hashem LeZimron, V'hoshev Yisrael Neveyem, and the Yidin will be returned, then to their dwellings. does that come in here? We're talking about a tefillah. We need a Beis HaMikdash, a bunch of Beis HaMikdash. What will be a Beis HaMikdash? Kehanim Avayosan, in Levi Meshilon, in Shtachve, Shalish Pamir Oglim. This has got a Yisrael in the Veyim. How does this come in to the Bakosha of a being Beis HaMikdash and being Oyli Regel? Terrible is because, said the Biskarov, if a person hasn't got Kaka, so then he won't be able to be Oyli Regel. Is this the Bakosha? Kehanim Avayosan. And Yisrael will return to their dwellings in Eretz Yisrael, to their karka. And maybe they'll be able to be mechuyev in the mitzvah of a lira regal. It's beautiful pshat in the Tfilas Musaf. The Sotosa says that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, the reason he didn't go up to be oyler regal was he didn't own karka. Also Sotosa says, Zokin hoyer, she'enu yochel lahalach beraklov. Or, he was an old man that was unable to walk properly. In the Mela, he'll be potter from Re'ir, mitoyle regel zayn, because the Gemara says in Chagiga, somebody at Sholosh Rigolim, after somebody was able to walk, he'll be able to walk up to the Azona, where there's discussion where exactly where he has to go from, or that he has to be able to walk, and since he couldn't walk, so he was potter from being oyle regel. And then Tosfos, but the Loshna Tosfos is the following. Yeshloima, Shalor Hoy Lekaka, or Yzokin Hoy Yeshena Yochel Agla, the Potter Mi Pesach Kemoy Meriah. So this is the first time Tosfos mentions Gom Pesach. Tosfos starts off, why wasn't he Oyler Regel? Then Tosfos says, yeah, he had certain problems, certain Beturim, he had no Kaka, he was a Zokin, couldn't walk, that is Potter from Pesach Kemoy Meriah. It seems like Tosfos now does seem to be addressing the problem, not only why wasn't he Oyler Regel, why didn't he go bring a Gom Pesach? Tosfos seems to be saying that the reason is because just like he was potter for Nalil Regel for those two reasons which Tosfos says, either he had no karka or he was unable to walk, is Huadin that would be a ptur for Korban Pesach. Inami says Tosfos, a new teretz, as Netziv in Chutz Laretz, as Netziv in where the Yehuda ben Beseira was Chutz Laretz, in Chutz Laretz is also a ptur. In Chutz Laretz you also potter. It comes along the Mishnah Melech. In the Mishnah Melech says it seems to be from this Tosfos. Now Tosfos is holding that anybody that's potter from Re'iyah means it's like what we call the Re'iyah's Ponim Ba'azorah, coming on Yom Tov into the Azorah, bringing the Kabbonah, so the Sriyim, the Shama Chagigah. It seems to be from Tosfos that anybody who's potter from Alila Regal will be potter from Korban Pesach. Says the Mishnah Melech, it's like a Valti Yechidish, for example. We know that women are potter for Nalila Regel. Chai become Pesach. The Rambam here says, Mitzase Lishchetas a Pesach, ve'echado ish chayom ve'mitzvazu. So you see that it doesn't go together, the paturim of Korban Pesach with the paturim of Aliyah Regel. So the Mishnah Melech, v'lo yadati, heichen a misa, v'echen a rumas is to dischidash o toises. The Han Nepetir Nepesach should be also, that these people should be put from Pesach. And we can't say it's a limit from all the Keturim of Korban Pesach, because you see the women, there's taka a difference. What will you say? It's taka only these two Keturim which are mentioned in Tosfos. These two particular things which are mentioned in Tosfos. Somebody's got no karka, or somebody who's saying, Yochel Lahalev, Beragnov, he's unable to walk. These two things will be part of it, and will also apply to Korban Pesach. Says the Mishnah Melech, where does Tosfos get this from? When shall we find such a thing? V'imnoim adahani davke, these two things which are mentioned in Tosfos, well, yadati menol, I have no idea where Tosfos gets this from. Oyre Yisra Tosfos, Tosfos is another tenet, Chutz Laretz. Since he was in Chutz Laretz, he was part of from what? From being Oyle Regel? Where do we find such a patur of Oyle Regel? We go from the Sechtes Tagiga. We don't find such a patur. Somebody's a chutz laretz as part of being Oyle Regel. There's a whole load of paturim in the Mishnah is not, in the Gemara is in Chagiga, in the Rambam. We haven't mentioned chutz laretz. Where does Tosfos get this chutz laretz? If I call Pesach, you don't need to come to chutz laretz. There's a patur of Derech Rechoike. Somebody who's 15 mil away from Yerushalayim is already b'doyer of Derech Rechoike. He's potter. It doesn't have to be a chutz laretz to be potter from Korban Pesach. It's for Oyel Re'ir Regel, we don't find any patur how far away you are. And for Korban Pesach, you don't need to come to chutz laretz. I feel it's a tesmov mil. Sof Dov. My conclusion is, as the Mishnah Melech, Shadivre HaToisves, Mitchiloso Matsoifon, from beginning to end, Tzrichel Esli Talmud. They need to be understood. They need to be understood. Don't understand that the Toisves, Mitchilo Beatsof. And one more time, as the Toisves, the Mishnah Melech understands, was addressing Taka both problems. Why was the Buddha Ben Maseir did he not come out to Shlaim? Number one, to be Oidel Regel. Number two, to bring a Korban Pesach. And on that, Tosfos answers, because the Beturim of a real Regel, at least these two Beturim which Tosfos mentions, no Karka, or a Sokin that is unable to walk, is Potter from Pesach like his Potter being Oidel Regel. Or a new Betur from Chutz La'Oretz. And on that, the Mishnah Melech says, we don't find that the Peturim of Re'iyah applied to Korban Pesach, number one problem in the Tosfos, and number two problem in the Tosfos, we don't find anywhere Bechlal a Petur of Chutz La'aretz, Legabi the Regel, and Legabi Korban Pesach, I thought we found a Petur, nothing to do with Chutz La'aretz. Tesvav Mil, Derech, Chayke, is Potter from the Korban Pesach. The Tzlach has no problem with Tosfos whatsoever. The Tzlach, no, Yehuda has no problem with Tosfos whatsoever. At the Tzlach, Tosfos never had a problem why he didn't come to Yerushalayim to bring a Korban Pesach. No problem. The Torah says that somebody's Bederech Rechoiko is potter for bringing a Korban Pesach. Bederech Rechoiko means somebody who's 15 mil outside Yerushalayim. The Mishnah says, Medin Ulechutz, Medin was a certain town, Medin Ulechutz is Bederech Rechoiko, he's far, he's considered far away from Yerushalayim, it's not that far, but he's considered far away from Yerushalayim. He's bottom come basic. How did you remember saying lived in Chutzlars? I found that he was Bederech Rechoiko. No problem whatsoever. Tosfos never had this problem. Tosfos' only problem was, why was he not Oyler Regel? Oyler Regel, we don't find a patur of Derech Rechoiko. Derech Rechoiko is only a patur in Korban Pesach. In Aliyah the Regel, there's no patur of Derech Rechoiko. And that's what Tosfos started off. Reb Yudah ben Maseir, surely Oyler Regel. Tosfos doesn't mention Korban Pesach. Of that says Tosfos, yeah, you know why it wasn't Oyler Regel? Because somebody got no karka. Somebody who's a zokim lein yochel hala b'ragel, because unable to walk properly, is potter b'ragel. That which Tosfos says, potter b'pesach, maybe it doesn't mean it, just means that it's, since he was not Oyler Regel, so m'meile he was potter from coming to Yishlam Asa l'regel, and m'meile he was potter from being a compassor, because he wasn't there, he was b'rerech achoike. But that Tosfos doesn't mean to say, like the Mishnah Melech understood, that the Peturim of Re'iyah apply also to the Peturim of to the Petur of Korban Pesach. Because it is shit from the Tzlach. The Minchas Tinnich.
So you answered to me a problem.
The what? Yes, so Tosfos was only addressed. Tosfos never had a problem of Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach, he doesn't have to come. He doesn't have to come. He's Berech Achoik, he's part of Korban Pesach. Nothing to discuss. The problem to Tosfos, why did he come to Oyler Regel, the Rias of the Oyler Sphere? And that's his Tosfos to Turutzim, or later Tetzah. Now, Yuchid Shechutz Laos, which is about, is a, which is about a Chiddush. The Minchas Tinnich. Mitzvah is choylik b'chol toikef with what the Tzlach says. The Tzlach has just said now a Chiddush that Tosfos never was bothered, never addressed the problem of Korban Pesach because he was Bederech Rechoika. Says the Minchas Tinnich, Bederech Rechoika means that anybody who lives a little bit far away from Yerushalayim, that's it, he doesn't have to think about Korban Pesach. He can sit in the armchair and forget about it. Derech Rechoika means about a person is mechuyiv to be mishtaru, to do all that he can to be there Erev Pesach to bring a Korban Pesach. If he lives 5 days away, and he made a hedgehog, it'll take me 5 days to walk, and there was bad weather conditions, and he's still Bederech Rechoika when it comes to Erev Pesach, then the Torah said, you're potter from Korban Pesach. There's no chiyuv koras on not bringing the Korban Pesach. It's a ptur from koras. But what? That person has to be mishtad, that person has to do all that he possibly can to bring a Korban Pesach. It's a chiyuv, it's a mitzvah, they can bring a Korban Pesach. It's how can Tosfos say, how can the Tzlach learn that what? person never had a problem with my wife didn't make comments. He lives far away. So what, you live far away? You live 3 months away. 3 months away, you start traveling 3 months to get to bring home Pesach. If it matters that you won't be able to bring home Pesach, you still didn't arrive. It's a Ptur and Chorus, but Derech HaChleika. And he has this over a number of times. Every time he wants to bring a Raya, not a Tzlach, he says, not such a Raya. But in story, it doesn't make sense what the Noi Debuda says. His words, I can't understand. They don't make sense to me. The Vadai mitzvah saseh. There's a positive mitzvah. I'll call Yisrael as a Pesach. Kechol mitzvah teshmoyim. Just like a Pesach has to say Krishma, a Pesach has to eat matzah, a Pesach has to shokla lulub, a Pesach has to bring a kom Pesach. Umuchuyiv leilech. A person is umuchuyiv. To go. Mikzei horetz. From the other side of the land, liskarev atzmi, to bring himself near kedei lekayim mitzvah say, yachim ova, v'hu bederech l'choike, even if he, I feel amazed that he didn't go, v'hu bederech l'choike, then there's dinim in the Torah, what the Torah says, dinim pesach sheni, avu bevadai mechuyiv lahakriv ulekayim mitzvah say. No. Second nekuda says, let's see, let me just finish. It will come out that more the Yechidish according to the Tzlach. The majority of Klal Yisrael, he says, don't live Amish in the vicinity of Yishalayim. So the majority of Klal Yisrael will be B'derech L'chayke. B'derech L'chayke, if they're according to the Tzlach, you don't have to think about it. You live outside of Medina and Tesla, middle way, you can forget about a Kom Pesach. Is the majority of Klal Yisrael will not bring Pesach, will not bring a Kom Pesach. Derech L'chayke, state in the Torah, is Nidche, the Pesach, Shein. So you bring a Pesach Sheni. Oh, but the Halacha Pesach Sheni is only when it's a minority of Klal Yisrael. Only a Miat can bring a Pesach Sheni. When it's Rav, a Rav doesn't bring a Pesach Sheni. A Rav, Klal Yisrael, we don't find Pesach Sheni. Only Mi'utim Nidochim, the Ein Rav Nidochim, the Pesach Sheni. So may the time that the Minchas Inich, according to Tzlach, will come out, there'll be no Kom Pesach Bechlal among Klal Yisrael. Not a Pesach Rishon, because of the Erech HaChayker. If Pesach Sheni, Pesach Sheni will be Rav Klal Yisrael. Rav Klal Yisrael don't bring a Pesach Sheni. If the time will come back to this second Taina, because it's a steel in the Cheskinah from Gabi, this in Mitzvah Shin Pei. If the time will see. Ketins the Cheskinah. It's got a problem with the Rashi. Got a problem with the Rashi. In the summer Tesla Madaf. Which the implication of the Rashi is like the Tzlach. There the Gemara brings a halacha. We know an oral, somebody's uncircumcised, an oral, he can't bring a kom Pesach. He's an oral shulei mol on the shkos. The halacha, as somebody was an oral and he was able to perform bris mila erev Pesach, and he didn't, it's onesh kodesh. You could have brought kom Pesach, and you didn't, it's onesh kodesh. You've been vatal mitzvah seish shel Pesach, which is a mitzvah seish shel yesh bo kodesh. It's been made as a chayav kodesh. Says Rashi there, V'leidomi letomei u'shloi b'derech chayk. Let's talk about derech chayk, which is negetas. I derech, and you can't say, derech chayk, why should the Torah pat to him? Why should the Torah pat to him? He's also, start traveling, do what you can. V'leidomi letom shoderech chayke shen yochel asakin b'oiz ha-sheishos. When it comes Erev Pesach, sheishos, if you're derech chayke, it's too late. You can't get a-orl, go, get a moil, and do a brismila. The derech chayke, if you're not there in the right time, you're too far away, you can't get there. Ah, you should have traveled there 3 weeks before. U'mekame hochi l'ramye chiyuvei olayu. There's no chiyuv whatsoever. The chiyuv of kom Pesach takes place when? Is chal when on a person? Chatzuis hayoyim. That's when the zman when we can start being shechting the kom Pesach. Before chatzuis is rashim. There's no chiyuv whatsoever. Le'romi chiyuv alai. You've got no chiyuv. When it comes the zman of chatzuis, so now we have to start making cheshbon. Where are you? Terah chayke. Well, Terah's got no time on you. You're nowhere in the area. Aoro. The Terah's got the time on you. You can perform bris mila. You can be ready to make a kom Pesach. Steht doch hier in Aschis und mich ist in der Mama schlägt das nach. Also Person, before Sheshulis can forget about it. You've got no chiyuv whatsoever. You don't have to worry about it. There's no taina to you. And when it comes chatzos, you're bederech l'chayker. No problem with sitting at home. L'chayre b'feish rashna b'tzmach. This is the minchas chinuchah. That's not what Rashi means. Rashi means that the Torah gave a chiyuv koras on somebody who doesn't bring a korban pesach. On that, the Torah says that the chiyuv koras, we only have to start making a cheshbon sheish shoyis erev pesach in the afternoon when it comes chatzos. If erev pesach in the afternoon, before that, loyrom chiyuv alayu, there's no chiyuv was negetuch koras, there's no chiyuv on you. Before that, koras doesn't come. The Torah doesn't have any demands on you when they get to the oynish of koras. Once they come sheish shoyis, you'll be there chayim. But what's negated to the mitzvah saseh which a person has? And this is, I say, at this has the Mishnah make Cheshbonos 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks before you've got the Mitzvah, I say, coming up on Erev Pesach. Make your status to all your, but that's only within your capability to be able to perform the Mitzvah. Chorus, rather the chorus is only the gear when it comes to Zman Achiv. When the Zman Achiv, there's only starts Erev Pesach in the afternoon, B'Sheish Shoyis. Says, imagine, Zokta. A person got the Mitzvah to Shokol Lulav. A person's got the Mitzvah to Blu Shoyivah. He said, what will it be? When's the chiyuv chal on a person? When is becoming incumbent on a person to shock a little? First is sukkahs. Before the mitzvah of chiyuv, a person sits in his armchair. For plenty of time. Chiyuv is chal sukkahs. No problem in a sukkahs. He won't look for Abba Min 2 weeks before. It'll come sukkahs. Everything is sold out. No problem. He didn't do anything wrong. He didn't have the chiyuv before the first day sukkahs. When he came to the first day sukkahs, what can I do? There's nothing left in the shop. So it doesn't make sense that she thinks it's a mechas chinuch. Avad a person knows he has to shock luluf. He has income. The mitzvahs are safe and the Torah is machayed him already. 2 weeks before, however long it takes, to go and buy another minim. To go and see you got the shaykhah. So you should be able to fulfill the mitzvah. Who at the end, the mitzvahs are safe, called pesach, requires from a person. Now what? 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or 2 months before, the person has to make the hishtadlus, the necessary hishtadlus, to be there at Pesach, to bring a korban Pesach. The Torah, when it talks about the Einish Kores, which is on a person, says the Minchas Chinuch, the Torah comes along, it's Einish Kores, there is that, when it actually comes, there's Zman Achiv. When it comes, there's Zman Achiv, and you're unable to bring the korban Pesach, is then the Torah parted you from a Kores. I see this dike machlokes in two nekudas here. One nekuda is a mitzvah which hasn't yet arrived, the zman achiv on a person. Does he have to make a shtarlis so that when the zman comes he will be able to perform the mitzvah? On a second machlokes is the get to the toises. Whether to the status are you sod in toisetake at the peturian of Re'iyah, one of those two peturim which are mentioned in Tosfos, do they apply to the korban pesach or not? According to the Mishnah Melech, and the Chassidus is going with the Melech, Tosfos is addressing the problem of korban pesach as well. Korban pesach as well, because there's no stamp peturim of derech chayke, you're mechayev to come. Is our kol hashleik in Tosfos that the peturim for Re'iyah apply to the peturim of korban pesach? Why to korban pesach? No. According to Tzlach, Tosfos never had the problem of korban pesach. He was with derech chayke. So his whole discussion was Alil the Regel. Tosis finished off. Tosis said another thing. Inami as mitzivim was b'chutz l'aretz. On that the Mishnah Melech said, chutz l'aretz. Where do we find such a tov chutz l'aretz? If we're talking about Alil the Regel, nowhere in Chagig is a mention of tov chutz l'aretz. Nowhere in Rambam is a mention of tov chutz l'aretz. We don't find such a thing in Shas of tov chutz l'aretz Alil the Regel. If we're talking about Korban Pesach, there is a chayke, a fila in Eretz Yisrael, teslot mil outside of Yerushalayim. Says the Minchas Chinuch, he's found the Gemara. The Gemara says there, not the Geta asked the whole Shachatav of the Gemara there, but there was a certain machlikas between Yehuda ben Durusoy, a Gemara ayat of Ayin on the base. A certain machlikas between Yehuda ben Durusoy and his son in the Chachomim, about whether bringing a chagiga, won't go into what type of chagiga, whether you bring a chagiga on the yontif of Pesach, or Pesach, depends which chagiga we're talking about here, whether it could be doicha Shabbos. So they held that it's going to be Shabbos this year, and you're meant to bring this chagiga, and the Chachamim disagree with them, so they wanted to get out of the problem. They didn't want to be found in Yerushalayim, in the Azorah, at the time of Yontif, and the time of Hakoras Hakom Pesach. It says the Gemara, Pirish Holach VeYoshem LeBedom. So they went. They went away from Yerushalayim. They went to the Dorim. In Memela there'll be no Tainas of us. El Yor Anovi would come and say, why didn't you bring the Kol Chagiga Shabbos? Nothing to do with us. We weren't there. We weren't there. Says Rashi. They went to Dorim. Says Rashi. VeYoshem LeBedom Lochak MiYerushalayim. Why did they do this? Shlila alis l'regel, so they wouldn't be on the regel that year. They wouldn't be a schayv Pesach. They wouldn't have a chikom Pesach or bechagiga, because they didn't want to be found in the area at that time. There shouldn't be a tefiyah to them. So the tzlach, so the michas chinuch. So let's think about it. Okay, so they went to Dorim, roch mishalayim, derech el choyka. Bali l'regel. What's going to help them? Bali l'regel. Rashi says they wanted to get out of the whole thing here. Rav Shlaim Shleilam is the regel, they should be choyven kom Pesach, and kom Pesach, fine, ahead of derech choykep, tov and derech choykep. But what's going to help me going in Dorim? Going away from Yerushalayim, it will still have a chiv ali the regel. So the Menchim and Masri, where did they go? Roch in Yerushalayim, Nishtam Roch in Yerushalayim, they went to Chutz Lorets. It's a raya from the Gemara. As is up to for Chutz Lorets, lekabi ali the regel. Shit Menchus Chinech. So the Emes, so it's not the Kashon Toysos. Where did Toysos lead to such a thing? Toysos bring the Gemara. Oh, but it's a Gemara. It's still the Kashon Mishnah Melech. Where did the Gemara know it from? Where do we find a Droshos Chazal? Where do we find a Posek HaMakor in Chagiga or a Ptur, of Chutzlos? Oh, but Kaponim says, Michas Chinek, I've got the Gemara, there's a Ptur of Chutzlos. Otherwise it doesn't make sense. In more than that. So what did they do? They wanted to get out of the Chiyuv of Korban Pesach and Alil Regel. So what did they do? So they went, where it was, Derech Chayke, they went to Chutzlot. How's that going to help us? A person's got a chiyah to be oil in the regal. A person's got a chiyah to be in the skin of Derech Chayke. A person's got a chiyah to be in the Derech Chayke. Start walking. Start traveling. A week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. How can you get out? What's going to help you? It's the chayah. It's the book of Chazik Ritzlach. That when a person's be Derech Chayke, see it, you can forget about Korban Pesach this year. A person's in Chutzlot, person can forget about you being Oyler Regal. You've got the mitzvah say, which is incumbent on you, and that mitzvah should be mechayu you to make all the shtabas that you possibly can, all your capabilities, to not be Baderech Chayke, to not be in Chutzlot, says the Michas Chinuch. So how could they leave then? What's it going to help them? They'll be in Mevatla Mitzvah say, because they've got the problem with Chagiga, being Mevatla Mitzvah say in Alila Regal, being Mevatla Mitzvah say in Korban Pesach, because they don't have, they've got a problem of, yes, should they bring the Chagiga Shabbos? Not bring the Chagiga Shabbos. What right did that to Mevatla Mitzvah say? A Mitzvah say in Alila Regal, a Mitzvah say in Korban Pesach? Nah, he's Mucher.
We can do Mitzvahs of Tlois Baruch.
What?
If we now don't do Mitzvahs of Tlois Baruch.
Okay, I'll just say, I'll come in, let's talk about afterwards. Elamai is a raya. L'choyre, Chassidim himself says, is a raya. You see from here that when a person is bederech l'choyke, potter from Korban Pesach. When a person is in Chutz Lo'etz, potter from Korban Pesach. You don't have to make any status whatsoever. Well, Shmi Chassidim still doesn't, he still holds the shit is correct. But Tzorchin HaGemora. But Tzorchin HaGemora says Shmi Chassidim. Where they found this from? It seems to be the mashmuris from this gemara. We've only got halfway, so let's just I'll just finish off with one push it in the kudde. That was a bit more lomdish. Just a push it in the kudde. The Oyr Chodosh brings a kasha b'shem the Shagazaria. What should I say from Psochem? As how could Klal Yisrael be makriv a Korban Pesach in the Midbar? First year in the Midbar they brought Korban Pesach. How could it be? Nobody owned any kaka net, so amen kaka. If according to Mishnah Melech learns Prat and Doisus, Mishnah Melech learns Tassus that Misha ain't like Kaka, not only is Potter from the ear, it's Potter also from Korban Pesach. So how could Klal Yisrael, the first year in the mid, bring a Korban Pesach? They didn't know Kaka, they moved ahead and arrived in Etzes and they didn't have any Kaka. A second Kasha, a Levi, a coin, shaved Levi, ain't him Nachle Betzel, they have no portion in Etzes. So how can a Levi bring a Korban Pesach? How can a Levi bring a Korban Pesach? It's got no kaka. There's no kaka. Ain't enough, but it's wrong. Esher Taka leaves Potter, any Levim here. Esher Taka Levi doesn't bring a Korban Pesach. Esher Levi Taka doesn't bring a Korban Pesach. So we know that Levi brings a Korban Pesach. The Ram says, he says, Echad Anoshim, Echad Anoshim, that's all Anoshim. Maybe not Esher Levi. She said, of a Misha in Lekaka is Potter, Esher Levi Taka not. Every Levi is in Lekaka. But then it's a famous Gemara, that a Levi brings a Korban Pesach. The Gemara says there, when the Tmeim came to Moshe Rabbeinu, that they had a time they wanted to bring a Korban Pesach, so the Gemara says, Mihoy Atmeim, a Gemara Sukkah. A few Pshotim in the Gemara. One of the Pshotim in the Gemara, Mihoy Atmeim, was Mishol Veletzofim. Mishol Veletzofim, it's Levin. And one of the Gemara say, that's a shame. So you see that the Levi, you see that the Levi's got a Chiv of Korban Pesach. So as Levin, the Posh Leteres would be to say, as the Meisim have Ori Migrash, the Klal Yisrael gave them certain cities where they live, which is Ori Migrash as well, is Memele, but that's actually considered their Karkin. Emes is totally, it could be, it's totally, and Machlek is Tanoim, so Mishnah Meisah Sheini, like Abi Vidri Meisahs, like Abi Vidri Meisahs, when we misvad and we say, you take the tumors and the Meisahs from Esadom Hashem of Satalona, from the Karka which you have given us, is a Machlek is in the Mishnah is there, in Tanoim, where the Shevet Levi can say Esadom Hashem of Satalona, whether the Ori Migrosh is considered their private property. Okay, but I don't know exactly what the Machlik is telling me. Could be it's totally not whether the Omigash is taka, maybe places where they live, or it's taka like it belongs to them, Klavis will mazaka to them, to the Kaka, is the Mela. And if the Kasha from the Midbar, is actually, we can be in the actual Tesla condition of it, too late now.